Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, April 9th, 2021. Welcome to Day 80. Joe Biden created a bipartisan commission meant to study adding seats to the Supreme Court. Biden said the group has 180 days to produce a report on court expansion, as well as term limits and other recommendations as to how to reform the court system because it's getting out of whack. The executive order also mandates that the group hold public meetings and take input from a range of stakeholders. Biden has previously said that he is not a fan of adding additional seats to the court in order to alter its ideological balance, which currently has a 6-3 conservative tilt. Even Justice Stephen Breyer, one of the court's three liberals, recently warned against expanding the court, saying that its authority depends on a trust that the court is guided by legal principle, not politics. Meanwhile, the White House released Biden's $1.52 trillion budget request for 2022, which calls for significant increases in spending aimed at fighting poverty and climate change while keeping defense spending relatively flat. The budget outline would increase overall spending on discretionary programs by about $118 billion, roughly 8% above last year's levels, while defense spending would see an increase of $12.3 billion, 1.7%, and other domestic programs would see a 15.9% boost. Administration officials say the budget request was complementary to Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Moving on, former Trump administration appointees privately celebrated successfully influencing the CDC's scientific reports on the coronavirus. New documents show former Health and Human Services senior advisor Paul Alexander shared two examples of the CDC bowing to his pressure and changing language in their scientific reports to more closely align with Trump's political messages about the pandemic. Alexander wrote in one email to then-HHS Public Affairs Chief Michael Caputo on September 9, 2020, "Small victory, but a victory nonetheless, and yippee." Meanwhile, the CDC says the U.S. is seeing an increase in COVID-19 cases linked to youth sports. Between January and March, Michigan saw 291 cases that stem from youth sports teams, while Minnesota saw at least 68 cases linked to participants in both school and club sports activities. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the increases in Michigan and Minnesota were due in part to more highly transmissible variants. The highly infectious B.1.1.7 variant, first identified in the United Kingdom, recently became the dominant COVID strain in the U.S. Moving on, the White House border czar will step down at the end of the month despite the administration struggling to address the flow of immigrations from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Roberta Jacobson, the former ambassador to Mexico, said her appointment on the National Security Council as the border coordinator was always intended to last for only about 100 days. Biden tapped Kamala Harris last month to lead the government's diplomatic efforts with that region. And finally, Matt Gaetz sent accused sex trafficker Joel Greenberg $900 in May 2018, who then, using the same app, sent three young women money totaling $900. In the memo field on one of the Venmo payments, Gaetz instructed Greenberg to hit up blank, using the nickname for one of the girls. The House Ethics Committee announced that it was opening an investigation into the allegations of sexual misconduct by Gaetz. The House probe comes amid a Department of Justice investigation into Gaetz' alleged relationship with a 17-year-old girl and whether she was paid to travel for sex, which could violate federal sex trafficking laws. Gaetz, meanwhile, hired two defense attorneys to represent him in the investigations. One of the lawyers represents the Trump Organization in a separate criminal probe. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.